A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah, Zayin Amud Beis, 7b, pagination, page 14. Starting from about 11 lines from the top. At the end of a line, a two dots. Vishecha Masa. And if the sunlight, Meruba Mitzilasa, is more than the shade, Pesula, it is no good. We don't have enough protection. The sunlight is more than the shade. And we are, of course, talking about, the way we paskin, the schach. The schach has to be more shade than sun. If it's more sun than shade, it's no good. Tanu Rabbana, we learned. Chamosa, machmas sikuch, v'lo machmas tefanos. When we say that too much sunlight ruins your sukkah, when the ratio is off, we're talking about the schach. But if the walls let in a lot of sunlight, that doesn't bother us. And imagine, I'm told that in Florida, for example, they purposely make all kinds of ventilated sukkahs. So you could purposely have uprights that are love to each other, or whatever they are to each other.
Windows,
yeah. Don't throw stones, people in glass houses, you know. But hey, why not? Anyway, this is referring to beer, because we'll see. Rav Yoshia Omer Af Machmas Stefanos. Rav Yoshia said, even if the walls give too much shade, give too much sunlight, it's no good, because Rav Yoshia, as we'll see, requires a more permanent type structure. Now, glass, by the way, in halacha, probably would be a perfectly good sukkah. The fact that if someone threw a rock at it, it would break is meaningless. That's not a ruach metzuya. That's not a normal occurrence. And it's considered a barrier in halacha.
Glass walls.
Glass walls would be considered a barrier in halacha. The only time it wouldn't be considered a barrier that comes to mind is on the topic of erva. If someone were changing a child, diapering a child, and the only thing separating you was glass, then that would be a problem, because that's velo yireh becha ervas dover. You're not allowed to see erva. And glass is unique. It's a barrier that you could see through.
Erva is...
But in term, erva is literally nakedness.
Nakedness, yeah.
So that's the only time that glass that comes to mind, that the glass is not going to work. But any other time, glass is it's a mechitza. It's a barrier. It would work. In Erevin, you want to build an Erev out of glass? Be my guest. Yeah? Okay. Let's skip down to about five lines later. The Mechzik Ischach is the beginning of the line. And now we have a series of fascinating compilation of this basic principle that we hold that a sukkah is arai, temporary, but there were shittas on all kinds of different topics regarding sukkah that viewed it in the way of keva, requiring the sukkah to be more steadfast and official, permanent in its nature. Amar Abaye, I'll give you an example. Rebbe, Rav Yoshia, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel, Obey Shammai, Rebbe Eliezer, Va'acherim. A nice long list of opinions. Kulu Sevira Luhud Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inon. They all hold that sukkah has to be more permanent than the position that we take of sukkah diras arai ba'inan, we need it to be temporary. Here goes. Rebbe, the Tanya, we have a braisa. Rebbe Omer kol sukkah she'en ba arba amos al arba amos psula. If it doesn't have 4 amos by 4 amos, estimated quickly at 7 feet by 7 feet, it's not a good sukkah. Rav Yoshi, and what are we paskin? Seven tvachim by seven tvachim. 28 inches by 28 inches by quick estimation, right? Totally different number. We need enough room that the person can squeeze himself in. Rebbe wanted the place that is defined as the place of a person when he stretches his arms. What is he requiring? A more permanent type structure. A room! Same type of room that would be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Dalet amos or dalet amos. Okay. Rav Yoshia's opinion, Hoda Amran, that's what you just said on this very page. Rav Yoshia was of the opinion that if there's too much sunlight coming in from the walls, it's not a good sukkah. Hey, why not? Because you need something of permanence. You have to have a presence here, and you don't have it, even though the schach is perfectly good. Rabbi Yehuda, remember Rabbi Yehuda from the beginning of the Masechta? The Tanan, sukkah shigavor lemaile mechaf amo psula. If a sukkah is too tall, it's no good. And the way we learned pshat in one approach and the way we paskin lahalacha is because it has to be temporary, and if you build it too high, it needs strong supports. Intrinsically, it cannot be built temporary anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Machshin, Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine more than 20 amos because he has no trouble with it not being temporary. Diras keve ba'inan, make it strong. That's fine. Rabbi Shimon, what's the case of Rabbi Shimon? The Tanya we had on yesterday's daf. Beis kil chason v'gimel afilu tefach. The Tanakhama, which is the way we paskin, says you only need two walls for a sukkah plus a little bit. And if that little bit is configured in the right way, it's a good sukkah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, but Rabbi Shimon argues and says, gimel kehil chason, you need three walls of real. V'dalet afilu tefach, and it's only when you come to the fourth wall that you could limit it a little bit, and with some creativity, get away without a complete wall. Now, these arguments are not linked one with the other, but in each case, it's a way to remember that one approach was more strict in presenting what a sukkah is all about. Rabban Gamliel! What's the case of Rabban Gamliel? The Tanya, as we learned. It's possible to make a sukkah on the back of a wagon, on a ship, which is very useful to know, right? You have your 4x4 flat back, and you go traveling with it.
On a cruise,
you have your sukkah. Rabbi Gamliel posel. Rabbi Gamliel says, you can't do that. That's the principle we're being told of diras keva ba'inan. You need something more permanent. Rabbi Kiva Machshir, Rabbi Kiva says it's fine. That's the way we pass, and you're allowed to build such a sukkah. Beishamai detanan. Beishamai said, Misha Yerosha Veruba Basukkah Vesurchana Vesuch Habayis. Beishamai poslin. If you have your body in the sukkah, but the table inside the house, Beishamai says no good. Beishilul Machshir and Beishilul says it's good. Again, this general principle of he's requiring a sukkah and not just a temporary dwelling. Rabbi Eliezer de Tanan, what's the case of Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer posel lefisha ein lo gag. Rabbi Eliezer says if you start leaning the sukkah in such a way it doesn't have a roof, whatever his conditions are, he says it's no good because he needs more of a sukkah, a building. V'chacham machshir, and the chacham say it's fine. All we needed was a sukkah. Acherim, and what's the final case over here? Detanya, we learnt. Acherim omrim, sukkah ha'asuya kishovach psula. If you make it round, it's no good. Lefisha ein la zavios, because it doesn't have corners. Whatever the significance of that is, but the Acherim are saying that you need a sukkah that has a certain surah, a certain appearance, and you're not getting it. The Gemara is going to launch into a fascinating discussion, starting here and moving on to the next daf, which is the statement of Rabbi Yechanan, Sukkah ha'asuya ki kivshan, if a sukkah is made round, like what the Acherim just said doesn't work, but we are fine with, what exactly does its dimensions have to be in order that it gets the requisite size for sukkah? And it gets into the topic of pi and how to do circumference versus diameter. It's a fascinating Gemara. We'll see if it ends up in Take 10 for Talmud for tomorrow. We'll see how, you know, if we could make it nice and smooth or not. But if you take a glance, it's just fascinating. Look at the diagrams, etc. It's really cool. Okay. Yashikoach, thanks for joining.
Sure.